Tonight's shir, Simen Chaf Hei, Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel. Simen Chaf Hei, Dine Tfilin Bipratus. The specifics of Halachas of Tfilin, Sif Aleph. Achar Shalavish Talis Mitzuyots, Yaniach Tfilin. After wearing a talis with tzitzis, you put on Tfilin. Shema'alin B'Kodesh, we go up in Kedusha. And if you put the bag that holds the tefillin and the talis into one larger bag, you should be careful not to put the tefillin bag above, in order that you shouldn't reach the tefillin before the talis. Because then you'll have to put them on before the talis. You shouldn't pass over one mitzvah in your attempt to do the next. You can't pass by a mitzvah. So in order to make sure that you do the talis before the tefillin, make sure the talis is reached before the tefillin. Because if you reach the tefillin before the talis, then you have to do the tefillin first, because if you don't, you're being ma'avar al mitzvahs. Ramah. Mihu, im tefillin muzumonim biyado ve'ein lo tzitzis. Let's say the tefillin are available, but you don't have tzitzis. Ein tzarech lahamtin al tzitzis. We're not going to wait for the tzitzis. Ela miniach tefillin. Put on the tefillin. Uksh mevi'in talis ma'afa. When you get the talis, when they bring the talis, then you wrap yourself in the talis. Mishnah Berurah sifkon aleph. Achar shalavash v'chulu. After you wear the talis, that's when you put on tefillin. Va'afilu im atalis einu chayv el medabonon. Even if the talis is only such that you're obligated to midrabon, it could go on, for instance, she'ula achar shloshim yom, it's a borrowed talis and 30 days have passed, v'chanal b'simin yudal, like we learned in simin yudal, v'chol ki gavar, anything similar, gam ken yesh lahakdim, the tefillin also has precedence to the tefillin because of malam b'kodesh, sifkan beiz yaniach tefillin, then we put on tefillin, umi shein yodam ha'segis, liknos tzitzis u tefillin, if someone can't afford to purchase tzitzis and tefillin, Hechriu ha'achroinim, the tefillin koidim, and the achroinim conclude that tefillin comes first. Ki tzitzis hu'ak mitzvah im yesh lo talis al arba kanafos, u'tefillin hu choiva. Because tzitzis is a mitzvah when you have a talis of four corners. If you don't have a talis of four corners, you don't have tzitzis. But tefillin is an obligation that you have to pursue. U'misha einu manich, and if one doesn't wear tefillin, hu bechlal, he's included in the group of poishi yisol begufan. Those Yidin who sin against their goof or with their goof, as we learn later on in Simulam Zayin. The Kolshkin in Liknas Tfilin Muhudarin Vitalis Noe, and especially when it comes to purchasing beautiful tfilin and talis that's beautiful, the tfilin Kaidmin the Kuli Alma, the Hidur Mitzvah in tfilin comes first. For Oilim the Sholom, and people make a mistake. They go ahead and get the beautiful talis, and they're not concerned about Hidur in tfilin, and that's wrong. If a person cannot afford tzitzis and tefillin, he does not have to knock on doors to collect money to make such a purchase. But if someone can afford, but he relies on borrowing from others, after they're done using it, they were yotze already, the Bach writes to onshoy gadol, that it'll bring about a terrible punishment. Now the Bach explains the concern he has is that by borrowing other people's talis and tefillin, he's not going to be wearing tefillin when he says kriyishma, when he davens, because he's got to wait and while they're wearing it during the davening, and then he puts it on afterwards. And the note on the bottom, Mr. Brewer writes, gam motzei shai dezeh, in addition to what the Bach's concern was, it's also very likely or common that by borrowing someone else's regularly, you will not fulfill the mitzvah properly. And besides the fact you make an unnecessary brocha and you're oiv on losisa. Because sometimes, hakesher katon o gadol lefimidas roisha. The knot on the tefillin shel roish makes it either too small or too large for his head's measurements. And he's too lazy to adjust the knot. Or the owner of the tefillin doesn't want him to adjust the knot. And the Pimigodim already wrote that tefillin in the wrong place, if it's not appropriately on the head, appropriately positioned on the head, it's as if you left them in their bag. So these are concerns if you're going to always rely on someone else's tefillin.
I don't know how it was then, but from reading this, you get the sense you have a choice between picking an apple or an orange. I mean, today, a pair of tefillin is like 600 times more than the price of tzitzit. Like
cost-wise.
What's the deal here?
Tefillin may have been less expensive, I'm not sure, or even if it was more expensive, he just can't afford it. I don't know, it's true, the way it reads, it makes it sound that they are similar in price, but it doesn't have to be, you can still read it, and there's a variance in the price.
But if he can't afford it, he just doesn't put them on? He just forgoes? No, I'm talking about tefillin.
If a person doesn't have tefillin, and he has no money for tefillin, so he's not mechuyev to knock on doors to buy it.
So if he can buy
it, and he relies on other people's, that's terrible.
But he still has, so he's got to put on tefillin.
So he'll have to borrow. Or he's an onus, and an onus, if he can't afford it. It's like an esrog. You can't afford the esrog, they didn't do it. What are you going to do? Can't afford it. So if katan gimel, shelo yifka, he has to make sure he positions his talus and tefillin, if they're in the same bag, that you reach the talus first. Perish, afilu lo yechas behem b'yado, even if you don't touch or hold on to the tefillin. Rak lefiho shatas yado heimunachon lefan of tchila, just the way they are positioned, when you put your hand in, your hand will pass by the tefillin first. The din is emavir nalei, and you can't pass them by, but tzorech latimu, they'll have to come first, he'll have to put them on before the talus. Because the dafka, now this is if he intends to wear tefillin now. But if he has no intention of putting tefillin now, tefillin is going to be later. Then there's no imavir in al mitzvahs. Let's say it's slichus and he's putting on a talus way before the zman, and he's not intending tefillin now. So we're not going to worry about imavir in al mitzvahs in such a scenario. I'm sorry?
Does it matter if the talus and tefillin are in bags, separate bags?
It wouldn't make a difference. However, there is a Magen Avraham that the Be'er Halacha points out that he holds if tefillin are still in their bag, there's no Eim Avir and Mitzvahs. And he brings all the Achronim arguing this Magen Avraham, and it's Kasha Ma'od Lahaka like him since Rab Mechalkim Alav. So we don't really rely on that. There is such a sheet like that if it's in its own bag, sealed up, it's not doesn't count. But the Mishnah Berurah has an arichus in the Be'er Halacha that we don't pass like this Magen Avraham. Sifkon Dald, v'yitzdarech lahanicham. So if the tefillin is ahead of the talis, then al t'eim avir nal mitzvahs, he would have to put on tefillin first. Nearly pashut, the Mishnah Berurah writes, it seems to me very simple. D'mispal b'veisoy, that if a person's davening in his house, v'otz lanich talis and tefillin, and he wants to put on talis and tefillin, in the immediate room in front of him is the tefillin. And in the next room beyond is the talus. So he'd have to walk past the room with the tefillin to get to the room with the talus. He would have to put on the tefillin first. Kadesh liyavel mitzvahs, not to be over the mitzvahs, not to pass by the mitzvah. Achrei da tefillin muzumar lefan of tefillin, since the tefillin are right there prepared for him first. Even if they're not in your hand, it doesn't make a difference. You're walking past them. You see the Gemara Yuma, the Gemara Beis, the right Gemara is pushing how you walk. If you pass by it, that's already Eim Avir on Mitzvah. You have to be careful. So you don't put the tefillin in the room ahead of the talis, or else you're going to have to put on the tefillin first. Sifkan Hei, Kaidam Atalis, the tefillin will go before the talus if you come across the tefillin first. And if he put the tefillin down and took the talus wrongly, at that point you can't go back. Now you have the talus, you don't put the talus down. It's like, don't make two wrongs. It was wrong to pass by the tefillin. Now that he has the talus in his hands, he's got to put the talus on. Sifkan Vav, what if he has the tefillin? He just doesn't have the talus, doesn't have the tzitzis. Even if he's going without any dalat kanfis, but koshkin lefimin, again, especially if arminig, kolechet zarvitas kalam, we do wear talus katan. But even if he wasn't wearing talus katan, and he has the tefillin available, so he doesn't wait. He doesn't wait. We don't delay the mitzvah. Even though you might argue, isn't it better to wait and then put on the talis and then the tefillin, and that's a better way of doing the mitzvah? Mitzvah b'shartach aviva. No. The mitzvah right now is more dear. And right now, I can do the tefillin. I'm not going to wait for talis. The same rule we have, a commonly occurring mitzvah and one that's not so common, we do the tadir first. If the one that is tadir is not present and available, we don't wait for the tadir. We do the eino tadir. If it's not available, it's not available. The question is, we wait for Kiddush Levana. We wait for Kiddush Levana for Matzei Shabbos. Why? Why do we wait for Kiddush Levana for Matzei Shabbos? If chaviv mitzvah b'shaite, the mitzvah is dear now, so why do we wait to do it later? So why do we do that? So the notes he brings, there's a difference. Because Kiddush Levana, by waiting to Matzah Shabbos, the Kiddush Levana is a better mitzvah. Tefillin isn't better by waiting to put on the talis first. There's an idiot of Malam Bakoidish. Put on your talis, then put on your tefillin. But it's not a better mitzvah tefillin by waiting for the talis. Tefillin doesn't get any better. The kiddush levana is a better kiddush levana on Sunday Matzah Shabbos. So then we just said because you're wearing your bigdei Shabbos, mavusim begad of noyim, it's a nicer kiddush levana. The kiddush levana is a better kiddush levana. So he brings this from the Malbim. That's the reason we wait. Kiddush levana, we wait to Matzah Shabbos because the kiddush levana is a better kiddush levana. Here, there's no maila in the tefillin because you put on the talis first. That's why if you have a talis, that's Malam B'Kodesh. But if you don't have a talis, we're not going to wait. We'll say, Chaviv HaMitzvah B'Shaita, put on the tefillin right now. Se'if Beis, Mi Shehu Zahir B'Talis Katan Yil B'Shenu V'Yaniach Tefillin B'Veso. If a person is careful with talis katan, so he puts it on and his tefillin at home. V'Yelech Lavush B'Tzitzis U'Muchta B'Tefillin B'Beis HaKnesses, and then he goes dressed in his tzitzis and crowned in his tefillin to shul. Visham Yisati Patalis Golden, there he'll put on his Talis Golden. The Ramah says, V'oil Nogulis Atev Af Patalis Godol Kon Elvar Chalav. The Ramah says, the minig is, people will put on their Talis Godol beforehand as well with the Bracha. V'achach Miniach HaTfilin, then put on the Tfilin. V'hoyach Lebes HaKnesses, and go to Shul. Mishtabur Sefkan Ches, Bevesa, at home. So he leaves the doorway of his house already with tzitzis, tatas, kotlin, and tefillin. This is what the Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe quote from the Zohar Kodesh, Ayin Shom Shu Inyan God. If you look there, it's a big Inyan. But if he knows he's going to walk through alleyways or streets that are filthy, or there are non-Jews in the streets, do not put them on at home. Wait until you get to the shul courtyard and put them on there. Then efshar, and if not, if that's not possible, then he'll put them on at home and then cover them up with his hat or his hand. If you look in the Achrom, they write the mashkim koydim or haboiker. That if someone gets up before daylight and he comes to shul, lo shayich hashar sezer, then the zoyer doesn't apply bechlal. The dayan lamati zman chiyuva, the chiyuv hasn't come yet. For some of us, the zman chiyuv is barely when we leave shul. Forget about when we leave our house. When we come makom kesheyer hayoyim yoisetov sheyeitz achatz beseknes of yilushem sham veikaris achach lebeseknesis. But when you're in shul and you're learning and whatever you're doing before davening, and now it becomes light, it's actually better to step out of the shul back into the chatzar, put on your talis tefillin, and then go back into the shul. Sivka and tas v'sham yis atef. In shul he'll put on his talis. The mechaber describes wearing tzitzis and tefillin at home, and talis and shul. V'afal b'yishabah ha-talis gadol yado kodesh niach tefillin, even though the talis gadol comes to hand before he puts on tefillin, in circles atip bo beveh, so he doesn't have to put on talis gadol at home. Kimen shein dayit lo shulkan, he has no intent of wearing it now. He's not going to wear his talis gadol in the streets. So in Mele, there's no issue of putting on the talis gadol now. There's no imavir al-mitzvahs. Sifka yudli his atif, to wrap himself in his talis, in places where there are non-Jews in the streets, he shall put on his talis in the shul courtyard and not at home. If you look in Shart Siyan, Sifkan Yugimel, this is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says a blanket statement. If there are goyim in the street, you do not wear your talis in the street. And I don't understand why there are so many people who are unaware of this or just ignore the fact that we live among Gentiles and we should not be wearing our talis in the street. You want to tell me you live in Mea Sha'arim and there's no goyim around, we live in such a shikun and in the goes into hate. No problem. Live in a yeshiva lane. Go ahead, wear your talis. There's no goyim around. You live in a community among non-Jews. How do you go in the street wearing your talis? You think you're in Yerushalayim? You're not in Yerushalayim. You're in Chutz La'aretz. You're in Chutz La'aretz and you're supposed to behave as such. You don't wear your talis in the street. Sivka Nir Aleph, Ulevarech Alav, and he makes a bracha. He's Misatif the Taskodol with a bracha at home, then he goes to Shul. Perish Birchos the Hisatif, the brachas Hisatif, Yechav and Liftov Brachasu, Gamma Taskotin. He has in mind that that bracha covers his Taskotin. Kudayel Besimeches Sifyud, like we said before in Simeches Sifyud. Aisha Mishdebur Sivka and Chavdald, look back in Mishdebur Sivka and Chavdald. Seif Gimel. Harosh hay mesader habrachas ad oter Yisrael b'sefara, va'oz hay menech tefillin. The Rosh would say the Birchas HaShachar until oter Yisrael. He would stop, put on his tefillin, and then say the bracha mevarach oter Yisrael b'sefara, because it's going on the tefillin. So he would wait, he's wearing his tefillin to put, say the bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sukkah Yud Beis. Va'oz hay v'chul. K'dei liten shevach v'hodo b'vracha zu. Gam al hatfilin shenikron pe'er. When he says Oter Yisrael b'sifara, he wants to give praise and thanks for the tefillin. It's also called pe'er. Shenemer, like it says, pe'er cha chavosh alecha, that you should dress in your pe'er in your glory. For koy al hatfilin, referring to tefillin shehin pe'er li Yisrael, this is the glory for Klai Yisrael. K'mon shenemer v'ara'u kolam ya'aretz v'goyim v'yori mecha. Everyone will see the tefillin on your head and they'll respect you, but Darshin El Tfilin Shabarosh. We learned that's Tfilin Shabarosh. Sefkan Yugimel Umavarch Oteh Vechulon, and says the bracha after putting on the tefillin. Uba'az Zechayim Kos of the Malbim writes, Lower East Yishnog, and I have not seen people doing this. Rak Menichin Tfilin Koydin Birchas HaShachar or Achach. They either put on the tefillin before the brachas or afterwards, not in the middle. Kol Echel Lefim and Hago, each one whatever your minig is, that's fine. Rakra isim hadaktikin, I did see people who are particular and careful. Lemashmesh betfilin shayad v'sharosh b'sham shavarach brachazu, that if they put on tefillin before Berach HaShachar, then when they get to this bracha, they feel their tefillin shayad, tefillin shavarosh, and they kiss, and that they'll do at this bracha, because it also refers to tefillin. Pashup shat, what's Oitei Yisrael b'sifra referring to? That we go out in the street with something on our head. A yarmulke, a turban, a hat, something. We don't go out bareheaded. That's Pashup Shat. Oti Yisrael b'sifara, we wear some kind of thing on our head. We don't go bareheaded out in the street. Tefillin is also pe'er. So a mele will include tefillin in this Sherech v'hodah. But in the Pashtas of it, it's talking about the fact that we go with something on our heads.